This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is some hope out here, that'd be out here on the West Coast, that the predictions of a strong El Nino this coming winter will prove correct because, man, do we need the rain. But you know how it is when you go without something for a while, right? You kind of don't know how to handle it once you get it. Marketplace's Adam Allington has the story.
Based on estimates from 2014 satellite data, California may be facing a groundwater deficit of some 63 trillion gallons. So it seems natural that folks out there are crossing their fingers and hoping for a long, rainy winter. But there's a problem.
We don't know what to do with rain in places like Los Angeles.
Hadley Arnold is co-director of the Arid Lands Institute.
We know it as flood. We know it as threat. We know it as waste. We know it as stormwater. And we get rid of it as fast as we can.
Arnold says much of the infrastructure out west is designed for water coming from mountain snowpack, which melts gradually into rivers and reservoirs. Rain, by comparison, requires a completely different system. And that's just the supply side of water. Frank Marsick is a climate scientist at the University of Michigan. To really make headway against drought requires policies to curb demand beyond simply praying for rain.
You know, they might be helped with, an El Nino, for instance, in an area that has been seeing some very dry conditions, but that's certainly not something you can count on every year. What you can count on are your habits.
And even if El Nino does materialize, it probably won't be enough. Mike Halpert is a director at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
You might fill up your reservoirs in 1 year, but you're not likely to recharge groundwater. So this is a drought that I wouldn't expect to end even with a good rainy and snowy winter.
Looking beyond this year, many climate researchers are predicting drought as a continuing feature for large parts of the globe. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.